Just 10 days ago, Somali TV journalist Liban Abdullah Farah was shot dead on his way home.
Nazi Darwazi, killed on April 19, 2003, while filming a confrontation between Israeli soldiers and Palestinians in the West Bank city of Nablus.
I remember my friend and my colleague, Mohammed Ibrahim Rage. He once told me, perhaps I wanted to die telling the news. Unfortunately, earlier this year, they shot him dead while playing with his daughter in front of his house.
The list of journalists killed was echoed over and over at the United Nations. The majority of the victims are local journalists and media staff, says Mr. Jan Eliasson, adding that in many cases, murdered journalists are covering corruption and other illegal activities. In most cases, journalists received threats prior to being assassinated.
Let us remember that every time a journalist is killed by extremists, drug cartels, or even government forces, there is one voice less to speak on behalf of the victims of conflict, crime, and human rights abuses. Every journalist murdered or intimidated into silence is one less observer of efforts to uphold rights and ensure human dignity. The least we can do when a journalist is murdered is to ensure that the death is investigated swiftly and that justice is served. It is shocking indeed and unacceptable that more than 90% of the assassinations of journalists go unpunished.
The executive editor at Associated Press, Kathleen Carroll, says everyone who walks into the main newsroom at the AP Global headquarters here in New York passes their wall of honor.
A softly lit display of photographs and biographies of the 31 AP journalists who have died on assignment since the organization was founded 167 years ago. I pass it every morning, and I frequently pause to look at the faces of the five men killed on my watch as editor. These people are part of our professional family, and they are in my head and in my heart each time we send AP journalists off to many of the world's treacherous spots. The safety of journalists is deeply personal. The journalists we have lost all left families behind, often with young children growing up with only the faintest memory of a parent who will never come home. And as much as I want to, I know that I cannot personally protect all the AP journalists at work in every corner of the globe. But every day, I try to do it anyway, because there are 31 pictures on the wall of honor at the AP, and 31 pictures is enough.
Mustafa Hajir Abdinur is a reporter for AFP in Somalia. He says people call him a dead man walking on the streets of Mogadishu as he tells the stories of the world to the people of Somalia, the troubles they face, and their hopes for the future.
All of my colleagues who have been killed had one thing in common. They were committed to telling the story of their country to the rest of the world. And sitting here today, ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to say that we will not fail that dream. We will never be discouraged. We will stay the course and continue telling the world about the crisis in our country to help save lives and develop peace. But even sitting here so far away from my home, on the other side of the world and such a very different situation to life in Mogadishu, it's not without risk. In showing my face to you and the world, I increase the threat of becoming a target when I go back home. But I'm a journalist. They may call me a dead man walking, but I report the news.
May 3rd is World Press Freedom Day. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says all journalists across all media need to be able to do their jobs, stressing that when it is safe to speak, the whole world benefits. Beng Poblete Enriquez, United Nations.